It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about Genghis Khan's rise to power in Mongolia and beyond into the 12th century and what it had to do with climate change. We'll check out the world of science with Discover Magazine editor Gemma Tarlak.
First, it happened. Scott Walker is now running for president. Yesterday, he signed the $72.7 billion state budget into law. And early this morning, he announced his candidacy for president with a tweet that said, "I'm in. I'm running for president because Americans deserve a leader who will fight and win for them." Here's a clip from the video he released about his presidential bid.
America needs new, fresh leadership with big, bold ideas from outside of Washington to actually get things done. In Wisconsin, we didn't nibble around the edges. We enacted big, bold reforms, took power out of the hands of the big government special interests, gave it to the hardworking taxpayers.
Governor Walker's formal campaign kickoff is scheduled for 5 today in Waukesha. Sean Johnson is with us now. He's the state government reporter for WPR News. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
So were you surprised that Governor Walker pre-announced this morning that he's running for president with a tweet and the video release before the event this afternoon?
Yeah, I definitely did a double take there, just given that it was a few days ago his campaign sent out a tweet by mistake that said that he had announced for president or that he was already running. So this was not a mistake. This was one after another. He had his social media accounts, the YouTube videos, his Facebook account, his Twitter account, also started pulling out the word that he was indeed a candidate for president. I guess when you stop and think about it, probably strategically makes sense because helps him dominate a couple news cycles instead of just one. I mean, you're not going to see, I'm counted, in the neighborhood of a couple dozen TV trucks that are lined up here outside of the Expo Center. A lot of national media have been planning this trip for a while. They're not going to turn around and cancel their plans just because he sent out a tweet this morning. So he gets the stories in the evening news, maybe in tomorrow morning's news, and people have been talking about him all day, too.
Now, this announcement comes less than 24 hours after he signed the state budget into law. He had been saying he was going to do the budget, then the other, the presidential announcement. Are they close enough together that maybe the budget steps on his announcement a little?
I don't think the budget steps on his announcement, no. I think most people, I think it'd be the other way around. You know, there's a lot of important stuff in the budget, stuff that was added to the budget in the remaining week or so before it was signed. You know, if anything, nobody's talking about that now. People are talking about him running for president. And so, you know, this is a pretty big media spectacle as it is whenever one of the bigger names gets into a presidential race. So I think, it's definitely going the other way.
We'll dig into the governor's vetoes in that budget in just a minute. But first, for what we've seen in this video, what we've been hearing from the governor leading up to today's announcement, can we say what kind of image Governor Walker's portraying as a presidential candidate?
Yeah, he wants people pretty plain. He wants people to remember what put him on this national stage to begin with. I mean, we're speaking outside of the Waukesha County Expo Center. That's where he held his recall night victory party a few years ago. I think you can expect him to talk about that plenty during his speech here tonight. His basic message in that YouTube video that he put out was, look, you have some candidates who've never picked a fight and they just win elections. You've got some candidates who pick lots of fights, but they haven't really accomplished anything. His message is, we've done both. That we've got this blue state here. He's won 3 times, and I expect to hear that over and over and over again. Of course, this is going to be a different electorate here in 2016 than in the other races that the governor's run. Assuming that the governor would make it that far next year, presidential year turnout is a lot different in Wisconsin than gubernatorial or even recall turnout, but that's going to be the message you hear from the governor over and over again, is that he's won 3 elections in 4 years. He took on a big fight, in his words. and that if he could do it here, he can do it elsewhere.
Talking to WPR reporter Sean Johnson about all the news surrounding Governor Walker this last couple of days. Today's campaign announcement, presidential campaign announcement. Big news yesterday, though, Governor Walker signed the budget, 104 uses of the extensive veto powers that the Wisconsin governor gets. Sean, first of all, is that a lot as these budgets go?
I think it's a lot for him. I think he's been more on the same page with legislators in previous budgets since, you know, he's had Republican legislatures to work with ever since he won in 2010. He's, you know, he's never had to deal with a Democratic legislature's budget where you'd see a lot more vetoes likely. So maybe a lot for him, but I think on the whole, the substance of the budget doesn't change a whole lot based on the vetoes. I think it's very similar to the budget that he introduced earlier this year. And while, you know, the national media and Wisconsin media may be focused on the presidential campaign here, I think it's probably that budget that's going to go a long way toward deciding, you know, what happens in Wisconsin state government in the 2016 elections, in the state legislature, especially, you know, in the Senate, which is pretty closely contested.
Now, in his statement that came out after the signing of the budget, he said taxpayers come first in this budget. What was he pointing to there?
Yeah, that's the message that he's had throughout this entire budget process. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that Republicans admittedly didn't like. I mean, 11 Assembly Republicans did not vote for this budget. That is a high number. They have a big majority over there. They can afford to have 11 of their more vulnerable members vote no on a budget. You know, that's a message that they can take to voters next year and say, look, I was independent here. I voted against this. They can attach whatever reason they want to, really. You know, this is, sorry, Rob, I've been yammering so long here outside.
That's okay.
What was your question?
Well, Sean, I want to key in on a couple of specifics of the vetoes. The payday lender section.
Go.
This was a late add, right, in that $9.99, the last-minute budget document that Joint Finance passed. What did he cut there?
Yeah, this was, as you mentioned, this was attached at the very last minute in the budget committee process. No public hearing. Nobody ever said this is why this would be a good idea. When it got brought up on the assembly floor, you know, Democrats brought up an amendment to try to take it out. Nobody on the Republican side stood up and said, well, this is why this would be a good idea. It was one of those that got added. And the governor said that, you know, they would actually give payday lenders, I guess, the rights that other financial institutions did not have. I think you also have to look at this through the lens of, you know, he's trying to win votes of social conservatives in Iowa. A lot of church groups don't care for payday lenders at all. And so expanding them in this budget, maybe not a lot of upside there for the governor, and maybe an easy call for him to make as far as vetoes go.
Now, how about a Democratic response to the budget signing? They're looking at this presidential announcement as well in this context. What have Democrats had to say?
They are focused on essentially the budget as it was introduced earlier this year. And you know, the foundation of it, as far as they're concerned, is that it kind of leaves schools hanging, that it effectively cuts schools in the first year of the budget, because while Republicans in the legislature restored funding for K through 12 public schools, they also approved a big expansion of the private school voucher program, and they changed the way that private school voucher schools, or private voucher schools, will be funded in the future. So those schools are going to be kind of slowly siphoning away money that used to flow to public schools. They're also keyed in on the big cut to the University of Wisconsin system. This is the third budget that the governor's had, third budget when UW's seen a cut. This one is sizable, $250 million, at a time when the country and even Wisconsin is going through a period of economic growth. So you would expect this would be a time when the state would be able to spend more on stuff like higher ed, and then the governor's budget, Wisconsin spending less. That's something that the Democrats have focused on from day one. And while Republican legislators did reduce that cut slightly, It's still a big cut to the UW.
We're going to hear more about the K-12 portion of the budget after 4:30 today. Sean, before we let you go for now, you're at the Waukesha Expo Center, as you mentioned. What's the scene there so far as far as people lining up? I heard there's supposed to be protests. So what are you seeing from where you are?
Yeah, very long line of people waiting to get in the building right now, and they are lined up in the July heat along the asphalt. So not a lot of energy in the crowd waiting to get in the building right now. I mean, it feels a lot warmer than the thermometer says right now. Inside, pretty elaborate stage. It looks like the governor's going to speak from the center of the building. There's media set up, national media set up on stages all over the place, local media stuck here and there. Outside, as I mentioned, a couple dozen or more TV trucks. It looks like they might be setting up for a barbecue after the event. So it looks like they're starting to file into the Expo Center now, and it should be filling up pretty soon.
All right, Sean, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you in a little while.
You're welcome, Ron.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Reporter, with us to talk about Governor Walker signing the state budget bill and his bid for the presidency. Sean's back with us after 5, live from the Waukesha Expo Center, where he's covering the governor's campaign kickoff.